the physical and psychological foundations for doing sports or other enjoyable physical activities like dancing or yoga later in life.
I've heard that it's possible for sports to become an addiction for some people. Is that true?
What I would say about that is that sports can be a passion for some people.
Mm-hmm.
That can lead to problems, for example, when it affects relationships or leads the person away from the family. But it works the other way, too, especially if everyone pursues their own passions. If family members' different passions can be accommodated and you all come back to the family and you bring some of the joy from what you've experienced, and that actually enhances family.
Hmm.
File 10B. Listening.
Why do you think we are attracted to sports?
One of the things that sports does is it's an extension of what small children all have to do and want to do. They want to learn new skills mm-hmm. and be able to do new things.
Hmm.
When they can only crawl, they want to walk. When they learn to walk, they start to try to run and climb. Then they want to do things that grown-ups can do, like run fast or throw and catch.
Hmm.
They want to wrestle and have force and bodily strength, and these are all things that sports are an extension of.
Hmm.
So it seems to me that we should give children opportunities to stretch their physical abilities and build coordination when they're young. Those early stages are really